Today, the congregation in Session of St. Andrews would like to honor you by bestowing upon you the title of Minister Emeritus. You have served this congregation faithfully as Associate Minister for Visitation since 2001. You can still sit. I won't let you stand. You have comforted the sick, you have ministered to the grieving, and you have given excellent leadership in all areas of church life. Your wise counsel has often been sought by congregational members in the midst of difficult circumstances. You are a superb preacher who has inspired the faith of all who have had the privilege and the pleasure of listening to one of your sermons. You are an excellent teacher, and we're all thankful that you're still teaching because you have the largest adult education class at the church. Rosemary, you are universally loved by the members of this congregation, and we look forward to your continued participation in and contribution to mission and ministry, God's mission and ministry here at St. Andrews. On a personal note, I've thoroughly enjoyed our working together, our friendship, our conversation, our sharing of thoughts and books and ideas, and not least of all, our banter that I think has become a tradition here at St. Andrews between you and I. The title Minister Emeritus is bestowed upon you as you retire from the position as Associate Minister for Visitation in recognition of your important contributions to the life and work of this church. This title honors you as a minister, as a Christian, and as a person who continues to be valuable and appreciated in the ongoing life of St. Andrews. We present to you this morning this plaque honoring you as our Minister Emeritus, and also a gift from the members of the congregation. Thank you.
I think I'm suspicious. I ask my husband, that doesn't happen very often. I really don't know what to say. This is a totally unexpected honor, and it is an honor. I have very much enjoyed the 10 years that I've been in your midst, the 9 years that I've been working as your Associate Minister for Visitation. It has never been a job for me. It has never been a problem. You have been so welcoming and loving and friendly, and you all know how to make a very good cup of tea. And as I've been trying to reassure people, Jerry and I are not leaving the community. We are still members of St. Andrews, and I very much hope that I can continue to be befriended by you and to interact with you anytime you've got an extra cup in the pot or you'd like to go for lunch. You've got my phone number. I also want to say thank you to the session for the great support that I've had from them over the years, and especially, of course, wherever he has disappeared to, is the boss back here, because I could not have done this work without Wes. There are many people that I've known over the years that I could have worked with, but Wes has made my work here a joy. We found common ground very quickly. We are extremely rude to one another, but that's what makes it fun, and it's the kind of rudeness that only comes from a very deep friendship. So I want to thank Wes and all of you for the wonderful time that I've had here, and to assure you that I'm planning on sticking around. But I just have one question for Wes, and this is really the important question of the day. Does the Minister Emeritus Trump the senior minister? Does it mean I can tell you what to do and where to go?
Rosemary, you don't have to stop telling me what to do.